Israelis celebrated the release of 12 more hostages today by Hamas in exchange for more Palestinian prisoners. CBS's Kimmy McCormick tells us it comes as the U.S. pushes for another ceasefire extension.
CIA Director William Burns is in Qatar for talks, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken will be back in the Middle East this week. In Brussels today,
I'm very pleased to see hostages returning home, coming back to be with their loved ones. And we're determined to continue that for as long as possible to bring as many people home as we possibly can.
In Georgia today, remembrances for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. Here's CBS's Skylar Henry.
Seated in the front row, her husband of 77 years, former President Jimmy Carter, in a wheelchair and lap blanket. The Carter's son, Chip, memorialized his mother.
My mother, Rosalynn Carter, was the most beautiful woman I've ever met, and pretty to look at, too.
And daughter Amy shared a love letter her father wrote 75 years ago.
But when I see you, I fall in love with you all over again. Does that seem strange to you? It doesn't to me.
Disgraced South Carolina attorney Alec Murdaugh is getting another 27 years tagged on to his life sentence for stealing from his clients.
I am guilty, and yes, sir, I believe that I would be found guilty.
He still denies killing his wife and son. The House could vote to expel embattled Republican Congressman George Santos this week. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Santos has already survived two attempts to remove him this year, but on this new vote to oust him, he says,
if they want to send me home, if they think this was a fair process, if they think this is how it should be done, and if they're confident that this is a constitutional way of doing it, God bless their hearts.
An early winter blast is freezing out several states in the Northeast tonight, including Pennsylvania. Rich Kirksetter's in Erie County and says they've gotten more than a foot of snow so far.
The other snowfalls that we had years past, last couple of years, made us into wimps. We're not used to this. No, this is good. We need it. We need the winter weather.
Strong winter winds even toppled over the national Christmas tree in D.C. Longtime Berkshire Hathaway Vice Chair Charlie Munger has died. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Although Warren Buffett is often seen to be the face of Berkshire Hathaway, Charlie Munger was an equal and important partner to Buffett. Buffett's nickname for Munger was the Abominable No Man because he loved to reject potential investments.
This is CBS News.
The holiday season is right around the corner. Give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a steal. Visit your local steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/giftguide.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. As expected, this year's gun deer harvest in Wisconsin was lower than last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the number of deer registered was more than 17% lower than last year and about 11% lower than the five-year average. Wardens say it's evidence that earlier bow seasons are getting more popular.
Over half of our total deer hunting population in Wisconsin now also hunts with archery equipment, whether that be bow or crossbow.
Jeff Pritzel is the DNR's deer specialist. People who heat their homes with natural gas might be looking at lower bills this winter. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says it expects a 21% drop in natural gas home heating costs this coming season. Madison-based Alliant Energy says it's because of large natural gas reserves. Also, winter in Wisconsin is forecasted to be mild. I'm Nate Wegehoe, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Lows around 17, tonight under overcast skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear, tomorrow 37, 23 tomorrow night, partly cloudy.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Now, here's your host, the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
Good evening, hockey fans, and welcome to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers improved to 10-4 on the season with a two-game split against Alaska Anchorage last weekend at the Kohl Center. Badgers had 41 shots on goal Friday, but Anchorage goaltender Jared Whale was really good and shut out Wisconsin 1-0. But the Badgers bounced back the next night for a 5-0 victory as freshman William Whitelaw scored a pair of goals. Charlie Stramel and Jack Horbach both scored their first goals of the season. Ben Dexheimer also lit the lamp from the blue line. And freshman goaltender William Grama, in his UW debut, a 25-save shutout for the young man from Stockholm, Sweden. William became the first Badger since Jack Berry on November 5th of 2016 to post a shutout in his collegiate debut. Jack did that against Northern Michigan. Only three other Badger freshmen have pitched a shutout in their debut. Baron Brookler in 2001, Jim Carey in 1992, and Wayne Thomas back in 1968 when the Badgers beat Penn 11-0. So William Grama, the feel-good story of Saturday's win over Alaska Anchorage, and head coach Mike Hastings joins us here on the Badgers Sports Network. And Mike, that was fun watching William perform the way he did, but also fun for your squad to get back on the winning track after taking three bumps in a row.
Yeah, two sides on that. One, you've had the opportunity to watch William and what his dailies are and how he works and how he carries himself, about as selfless as a guy as we have in that locker room. And so to see him go out and at times be put on an island by himself, the one save that he made in the third period, I just thought was, it was unique, it was special. And then to see, once we got back into the locker room after the game was over, how excited the young men were for Grammer on just being able to go out and get a shutout. So he's put a lot of work and a lot of preparation with him and Kevin Murdoch, our goaltending coach, to make sure that he was prepared when his number got called. And, you know, with us leaking oil the way that we were with the three losses, even though it wasn't to the fault of Kyle McClellan, because I think he is given us an opportunity to win in every one of his starts this season. It was an opportunity for somebody to get in and prove himself, and I thought Grammer did that.
Yeah, I understand William spoke with you prior to the series, just asking, you know, what do you think, Coach? Am I going to get a chance? What was that conversation like, if you don't mind me asking?
No, not at all. After we had done with the state series, there was a little break where we have, you know, then six games at home and be able to have some time during the week and just bump some of the guys. And so we had some individual meetings with every one of the athletes. And when William came in, he just, you know, I looked at him and I said, I'm assuming you're going to ask me when you're getting a start. And he goes, yeah, I was just, and he said it in such a William way. He goes, Coach, I just want to know, do you still believe in me? And I said, absolutely. You know, and so we went through our conversation, told him that, you know, he was going to have an opportunity. And then when I gave McClellan the deserved honor of pulling the jersey over his shoulders on Friday, I do think I saw Grammer at pregame meal, and let's just say it was a little chilly, right? he wasn't exactly excited that Kyle was going. I think he was hoping that he'd get that start. But as William is, very respectable, went out, got his skate in, got his drip done, came back in, backed up that night. And as we were skating off, or I was walking off the ice, he was skating, mm-hmm. I just said, hey, you're going tomorrow. And he said, okay, Coach, thanks. And so for him to take advantage of that opportunity in the manner that he did was just, you're happy for the young man because of what he puts into it on his daily.
Yeah, he told us after the game there were butterflies and tears as well. Tears of just sheer joy. But anybody that has watched him, and you've gotten to know him very well and just me a little bit, he's got a smile on his face all the time. He just seems like that happy-go-lucky guy that you kind of want to hang out with, you know?
Well, and he's done it in a manner that has garnered respect from everybody in our locker room, staff included. Going all the way back, he came in, had played junior hockey, had been away from home for a while, and he admittedly had just said his housing family had done such a great job at feeding him. It might have been a little too much, right? So when he came back, he had dialed in with Grace and Tommy Ancrott, our strength coach, and just said, "Hey, how can I manage my conditioning a little bit better?" And from that day on, he has been on point and has just continued to work on his body so that he was prepared when he had his number called. And he's one of those guys that I don't care who you pick in our locker room, guys that have played a lot, guys that haven't played, and you ask them about William, there's just a respect factor for him because of the way that he is as a human being and as an athlete. Yeah.
Has he asked you when he's going to play again?
Not yet. We are still moving through the week. We'll see. The thing you like is I do think competition sharpens a sword, and Kyle, I think, is going to look at it and say, "Hey, I still want mine," and Graham's going to want his. Mm-hmm. And opportunity is one he definitely earned, another opportunity because of the way he went out and competed. So we'll see how it goes through the rest of the week.
Yeah, as Mike mentioned, Kyle McClellan has been not perfect, but he's been really, really good and given the Badgers a chance to win every night. He's got a 194 goals against average, a 927 save percentage. You can't argue with that. He's also a senior and experienced young man, and it was fun watching those two interact after William pitched that shutout, because they care about each other, and Ben Garrity as well. Goalies are a different breed now, right? But usually on the same team, they're all for one for all.
Yeah, I have to believe, just witnessing some of the things that I have outside of the collegiate game, you look at an NHL roster, very seldomly do you have 1A and 1B. And what I mean by that is two starters. There's usually somebody that carries the mail that is, maybe the one that whether it's contract-wise or opportunity-wise. But then again, at the end of the day, it's just about going out and getting the job done. And Kyle has done that. You were the one when we hopped on, and I can't remember who was with you on the radio, but it just mentioned that he had noticed, the first guy off the bench to go,
Ian Perrin,
William, yes, yeah. was Mac.
Yeah.
And to me that states their relationship. And I'll go back and even talk about Garrity. He hasn't played a tremendous amount while he's been at Wisconsin, but what he has done and what Kevin Murdoch has done, and those four guys together at building a little bit of that goalie mantra. When you talk about Billy Howard, who I think is, I reference him as kind of the goaltending whisperer because of of his success with goalies here at the university in his time. Kevin and that group is a little bit unique, but what they've done on a daily basis to, one, make sure they're prepared, and then, two, support each other in their journey, no matter who's getting the start, has been something that's special, and it's allowed us to grow as a team.
Yeah, Mike mentioned Bill Howard, a longtime volunteer goalie coach at the University of Wisconsin, coached some fantastic netminders, Mark Barron and Cujo and Dwayne Dirksen, and on and on and on and on. Well, Bill is going to drop the ceremonial puck for the Saturday night matchup against Ohio State. It's an 8 o'clock faceoff here at the Kohl Center. Bill Howard, part of goalie night. In fact, a number of goaltenders will be back in town, including Brian Elliott, who led the Badgers to their last national championship in 2006. Dwayne Dirksen will be here. John Michelizzi. Kurt Daubenspeck will be here. Mike Dibble will be here. It sounds like Mike Richter is going to be here. Terry Kleisinger is going to be here. Wayne Thomas from the late 60s, he's going to be here as well. And again, Bill Howard. And there's a mask walk, too, throughout the concourse. And a number of these, the former goalies, those that will be here and those that aren't going to be here, have sent goalie masks to Paul Capobianco from Athletic Communications, and they're going to display them in the concourse. So I can only imagine goalie masks in the 60s compared to the goalie masks now. I mean, that's from one extreme to another. But that's going to be fun to see. I think that'd be great.
Yeah, you know what? When you start reeling off the names that you just reeled off and the history here at the University of Wisconsin and the goaltending position, you're not only talking about some of the greats that have played here, but some of the greats that have played college hockey, you know, and Brian Elliott's been, I'm very thankful for his impact so far in the short time that I've been here. You know, he was still sharpening his skills before the season started to decide, you know, was he going to continue to play or was he not, and trying to find that right fit. He stopped by our offices and down to the locker room here not too long ago, grounded, supportive, just a true Badger. And so for us to be able to utilize his experience and maybe some of his insight here in the future with Coach Murdoch is something that we're going to hopefully be able to steal a little bit from and continue to have him come in.
Yeah, that was one of the best. Again, the Badgers home to play Ohio State this weekend. More with Mike Hastings coming up. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop. But that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards, that's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects, quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
The Wisconsin women's hockey team, after a bye week again last weekend, actually two in the last 3 weeks, the Badger women back in action at LeBron Arena on Saturday and Sunday against Minnesota Duluth. We'll hear from head coach Mark Johnson coming up here in just a bit. The Wisconsin men's hockey team resumes Big Ten play this weekend as Ohio State comes to town. Former captain and national champion with the Badgers, Steve Rolick, the head coach of the Buckeyes, who are currently in last place in the Big Ten. They've yet to win a conference game in 6 tries, but they've got some talent on their squad. We'll talk more about them coming up in just a bit. Mike Hastings is with us. We were talking about freshman goaltender William Grama and his performance last Saturday and his Badgers debut. Let's go to another freshman in William Whitelaw, a young man that scored 36 goals last year for Youngstown as they win the USHL's Clark Cup as playoff champions. He's actually a pretty good setup man too. He can pass the puck. He's very offensively gifted. Let's put it that way. It had been a while since he had lit the lamp. He potted a pair on Saturday. And the one, you know, the give and go with Christian Fitzgerald was beautiful, a beautiful teammate play, right? And then another one where he goes short side above the left shoulder of the goaltender. You can't teach guys to do that. And I actually drew a comparison to Cole Caulfield with how quick he can snap that shot and put it in small areas. But for a goal scorer like William to finally see it go in the back of the net, that just adds more confidence, and hopefully that improves his play overall too, right?
And it has. You've been around Willie, whether it's around the locker room or watching him out on the rink. He truly has a passion to score goals. And I'm not going to say at the same level as Cole, but I will say the same enjoyment. You see his face light up. When he doesn't get that, we call it your cookies or your candy.
Yeah.
He has a tendency, as most goal scorers, to get a little owly and a little side bar with you on he just expects when he gets in those situations for it to go in the back of the net, because it has consistently. And so, you know, when we've sat down and watched video and talked about things previously prior to the two goals that he had this weekend, trying to keep him on path on just understanding there's other aspects of the game that you still need to be good at, and he's focusing on those. But I'm hoping, as some goal scorers do, they get on some streaks. And to see him, he's had a really good week so far, and hopefully he'll continue to take it to the net the way that he did on Saturday. I thought the play from Fitzgerald, where instead of getting on the outside of that defenseman and trying to get to the back post, you know, William came in, snapped it over, actually drove to the middle of the rink, got inside the defenseman, kicked it to Fitz, and then went to back post on the inside, which created that opportunity. And as you said, he's gifted offensively. He's learning to round out his game, but we're really excited about the direction that he's going right now.
Yeah, happy to see Jack Horbach score his first goal of the season. I teased him. We're going to hear from Jack coming up. It was a beauty. You know, he said he ripped it. It went off a defenseman and in, but whatever.
Yeah, he's hoping nobody's going to call him on that.
You know what? You see it in the score. It's like a base hit in baseball, right? It doesn't matter if it's a duck snort or a line drive to center. It doesn't matter. But then Charlie Stramel also scores. Nice setup by Carson Bantle. Charlie's been playing a little bit of the wing, and as a big body, you know, he could be very effective there. He could be effective at center too, but you're trying him on the wing, and for him to get on the score sheet too, hopefully that gets him going a little bit.
Yeah, right? And you've seen it in practice. He's got a little bit more hop in his step, and you know, hopefully we can just continue to have that be a brick that he builds on, you know, throughout the rest of this week and into the weekend.
Opportunity when there are injuries. Matthew DeSaint-Fowle was out this past weekend. Opportunities knock. And one young man you mentioned to me last week, and we didn't get a chance to talk to him, is a Wisconsin native, Sawyer Scholl. He can play wing, but he's played center for you too. He can do some penalty killing. We've seen that a little bit as well. He scored a couple of goals for you. He's a good story, but just a hard-working young man that went through juniors, and those are players you can build on for a four-year span, right?
Well, when you talk about it, in my short time here, reaching back and talking to Adam Bursch and talking to some of the guys that have hung the banners that are here, whether that's a national championship, a Big Ten banner, you know, when you start talking about fiber of what it is to be a Wisconsin Badger, those are things that those guys speak most importantly about. And I think Scholzi's that type of player. I think he does by example, whether it's in the weight room, whether it's on the rink. He does it not asking for a pat on the back or a attaboy, even though we want to make sure and reinforce those things. He just goes to work every day. And again, with a guy like William, I think is somebody that understands, you know, whether it's been his last junior team, and ended up having the opportunity to watch him play at the national tournament last year in the North American Hockey League.
Yeah.
And his housing parents ran into him up in the stands. And, you know, I was wearing the Wisconsin gear, and they grabbed me and said, I just want to let you know, I know you know what he is as a hockey player, but I just want to tell you, he has been one of the most impactful, influential players that we have had stay at our place, and we've been doing this for many, many years. And I just think he's the complete package. He's a great teammate. He goes about his business, and he's starting to see some success because of that commitment. And so I'm excited that he's wearing our jersey, and I look forward to what he's going to be able to build on here in the future for his career at the University of Wisconsin.
It's one thing when the biological parents are you know, touting their child, right? But when the Billet family's doing it, that's something special. He sounds like captain material.
It's funny you said that. We went through a really good practice today, I thought, and watching him and how he manages himself, I was skating with Todd Knott, the associate head coach, and it was while the guys were getting the dry shave, they were going to go and do some things on their own at the end of practice, and that's what I stated. I looked at him and I said, he's got qualities of what we would want in a captain, because selfless, dedicated, somebody that does everything within his control to make sure he's contributing, whether he's in the lineup or not, somebody you have to respect, both as a player and as a young man.
Yeah. You're asking a lot of the freshmen you have on this roster. I mean, you got eight of them, and William finally got his call on, William Grandma got his call on Saturday, but you think about what Sawyer has done, what Whitelaw has done. You have Joe Palatichuk and Brady Cleveland and Zach Schulz in the back end. You're asking a lot of these young men.
Yeah, and you know, I want to give credit to, first of all, them, you know, as far as coming in and being prepared, the coaching staffs that have helped them develop up until this point, because they've been prepared for their opportunities. Now, you and I both know when you grab a freshman, you at times are throwing them in the deep end with ankle weights and asking them to swim, you know, because they've got to go out, and with the amount that we have on our roster and the impact that they've had so far, it's allowed us to be where we're at. Now, we need that to continue to grow, but I've got a lot of belief in, you know, want to give Tony Granato and the staff that was here previous, they were the ones that had searched out and built the relationships with those young men prior to getting here. We tried to continue that once the change was made, but obviously they're not only good hockey players, but they're good people.
Yeah. The Badgers home against Ohio State this weekend, Friday night at 7 and then Saturday at 8 o'clock. And before we talk about the Buckeyes, one other thing, special teams are so important. And while the power play hasn't clicked as far as percentage-wise here the last few games, at least in my opinion, I don't know if it means anything, but it seemed like it was clicking a little bit, though, on Saturday, where it seemed to show that, okay, there's some possibilities here. We can be really, really good. And there was a stretch where you were, I think, 8 for 19 or something like that. Did you see some things get better with the power play on Saturday against Anchorage?
I thought we started on Saturday having a little bit more of an attack mentality. Mm-hmm. You know, we hit a post. We had an extra pass that ended up Dexie shooting it into a close to an empty net, selflessness with some traffic at the front of the net. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, you're going to be, at least momentum-wise, being able to drive opportunities. And even if it doesn't go in the back of the net, make sure that you're creating momentum on your side. And that is something that I thought, because of a little bit more aggressiveness on once we beat somebody attacking the net, I thought it allowed us to drive some of that, I guess, momentum back to our side and score a power play goal, and that the guys feel good about it themselves.
Yeah. I will say that the penalty kill has provided a lot of momentum. I think 21 of the last 22, that's pretty impressive. And you got a pair, both from Naperville, Illinois, that just, it's like they're brothers. You know, they seem to, they're within each other's skin and minds in Jack Horbach and Owen Lindmark. I mean, they're the first ones over the boards when there's a PK, and they are really good at what they do, aren't they?
You know, and that's a selfless job. You know, to go out and be able to get a face-off win, which Lindmark, more often than not, you know, his face-off percentage the last three games have been outstanding, and it allows us to get a 200-foot clear, so we're not starting inside our zone. And then Horbach, who is the ever-ready energy bunny times 10. He's got a smile. He's talking about it. He's, you know, and those guys, it's gotten to
a
point.
He chirps a little bit more than the bunny does.
Well, it's gotten to, sometimes a little too much. Yeah. Right. But the thing that I'm going to tell you, they're so confident right now in what they're doing. Hopefully it can continue. I want to, you know, shout out to Todd Knott and the rest of the penalty kills, the defensive core, the goaltending. But those two guys, they're so confident. It's gotten to a point now where I'm not asking that, hey, you guys are up. It's just when the arm goes up, they look to get over onto the ice because they know that's their time. It's their job to go out and try and accomplish at getting us off to a good penalty kill, which is getting that 200-foot clear. So excited about the direction those two are going, because not only have they been good in that manner, but you just said Horbach scores a goal. Yep. Lindmark was right there at the net front. Lindmark's done a really good job. I think he's up to 6 goals for us. Yep. So those guys are competing not only in the penalty kill, but being supportive 5-on-5. And I think they're both of them are close to +8 or +9 on the year. They're just making a real positive impact on our club.
Yeah, and with Carson Bantle, that's a nice line you have right there.
You know what? And they're selfless. You know, they right. go in and they're okay getting it behind the defenseman and going to work. It's something that we've tried to draw on as a staff and be able to put on video and show, hey, fellas, you know what, if you're willing to go and dig some ditches, you're going to reap some rewards, and that's what those guys have been doing.
Sure. All right, Ohio State's in town. Again, a winless in Big Ten play, but coming off a sweep of Princeton where they went 4-for-8 on the power play. I think they scored 10 goals in all. That can get a team going just to feel good about themselves, and they've actually, over the last number of years, Ohio State's had Wisconsin's number, even in this building, so I'm sure you're aware of that.
Yeah. You know, and they do it a lot of different ways. So what you just said is, you know, I think listening to Steve talk about their last weekend, the confidence that power play is playing with right now. So us talking about our penalty kill, their power play, special teams can make a difference in a weekend like this. It usually does impact it either positively or negatively. So we're going to have to be on point. Stephen Holliday, Scooter Brickley, they're two guys that have been around their program. You know, you look at what Holliday did as a freshman and now what he's doing this year.
Yep, you bet.
Yeah. And I just think that as it is, night in and night out in our conference, you're going to have to go earn if you want to get points. And we're trying to garner points in our own building. We did a good job of going on the road and getting points. We've got to make sure we're doing that at home.
All right. Thanks for your time. Have a good week.
You too.
All right. That's head coach Mike Hastings. Wisconsin and Ohio State Friday night face-off at 7, pregame at 6:30. Saturday, the puck drops at 8, pregame at 7:30 on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. We'll hear from Wisconsin women's coach Mark Johnson in a moment. And sophomore forward Jack Horbach up next. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
We're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Badger fans, ring in the holiday season with your Wisconsin men's hockey team.
Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on Mike Hastings and the Badgers as they take on Big Ten foes on home ice at the Kohl Center. For more information on Wisconsin men's hockey and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 17 tonight under overcast skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tomorrow, 37. 23 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Well, as we hit December, the Wisconsin men's hockey team is tied for second place in the Big Ten with 12 points, 7 points behind league-leading Michigan State, although the Spartans have played two more games than the Badgers. Notre Dame also tied for second. Minnesota's in fourth right now, 9 points off the lead than Michigan, Penn State, and Ohio State. Michigan plays at Notre Dame this weekend. Minnesota visits Penn State. Michigan State has the weekend off. The Badgers will play host to Ohio State here this weekend at the Kohl Center. And, you know, we were talking with Mike Hastings about the penalty kill, which has been about 90% this season. Very, very good. The play of Owen Lindmark, who last weekend won 32 of 38 faceoffs. He and Jack Horbach have been a dynamic duo on the penalty kill. And happy for Horbach, who scored his first goal in 25 games last Saturday against Alaska Anchorage. Had a chance to speak with sophomore forward Jack Horbach after practice today.
So besides the score, what was different Saturday than Friday against Alaska Anchorage?
I think our execution was just better. Like, we just were staying on top of pucks, winning our battles, and then in the end, we got something to go in the back of the net, too, which ultimately wins us the game, so it felt pretty good.
Yeah, and you've been doing that pretty consistently as the season got going, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, we've been getting better at it. It's something Coach prides herself on, so mm-hmm. We always try to do that in practice and have it result in games.
Sure. I know at the Michigan State series, Coach had mentioned maybe they brought a little bit more compete to that series. Did you think you learned a little bit from that?
Yeah, obviously we started off really hot. So when one team does that to us, like we've been doing to every other team, we learn from it. And we just try to move on and get better every day with it.
Yeah. Jack Horbach's with us. He scored his first goal of the season on Saturday. And boy, that was a thing of beauty, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Totally ripped it. Totally ripped it.
Okay. So you put it on net and the defenseman knocks it in, but you'll take it any way you can, right?
Oh, yeah. They don't ask how. They just ask how many. So take it every day.
Yeah. You know, seeing it go in the back of the net, whether you did it yourself or you got a little bit of a help, does that help you, you know, psychologically? Because it's been a while since you put one in the back of the net.
Oh, yeah. It definitely helps. It definitely feels better to get that one out of the way so it's not so hanging over your head, but hopefully we'll get more to come in the future, so it's good.
Yeah, I tell you, with the way Jack and Owen Lindmark play on the penalty kill, you might pop a couple shorties here pretty soon. What is it about the two of you, the chemistry you have when you're down a man on the ice? It's amazing.
That's the Naperville connection right there. That goes back to high school and everything, so it's always fun having him out there with me because we always know where each other's going to be, so hopefully we can get a shorty here soon. Like we did last year, but it's coming.
Yeah, I would think. So you just have a sense where he's going to be? Does he have a sense where you're going to be? Or how you play off of each other, depending on where the puck is or the circumstance?
I honestly couldn't tell you. It's just weird. It's really weird how it works, but I'm grateful for it, and it's fun being out there with him because I always feel like we're going to score, so it's good.
Yeah, and your penalty kill overall has been pretty solid this year. Is there anything that's been different about that?
Not really. We just work on it all the time and watch a bunch of video on it, so it's happy that we're converting on penalty kills right now. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we can just keep it going with how the season's going.
Yeah, I know they often say that the most important person on a penalty kill is the goaltender, and Kyle McClellan's been fantastic. And then you see what William Grandma does on Saturday. What was that like as a teammate watching that young man perform the way he did?
It's awesome because in the locker room, too, before the game, I'm like, hey, Grandma, are you nervous? He's like, oh, yeah. So seeing him go out there, get a shutout like that, it was awesome. It's just so fun to be out there with him because he puts in the work every day. He's always the last guy on the ice. So it's awesome to see it finally pay off for him.
He is crazy athletic, isn't he?
Oh, it's insane. Yeah. It's crazy what that guy does.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen him dive. I mean, the save he made with his left arm on Saturday was ridiculous, but he makes those in practice all the time. How do you beat a guy like that?
It's impossible to finish your puck, I'll tell you that for free. So it's either he covers it or it goes out of play because you're not scoring on him most of the time.
Sure. Jack Horbach's with us. Badgers get back into Big Ten play this weekend against Ohio State. You're 4-2. You're in second place right now, 7 points out of first, but you got two games in hand on Michigan State, and you'll see them in March. But it would be nice to get back going here in conference play and take it to Ohio State, which is in the basement right now. But I suppose it doesn't matter where they sit, right?
No, Big Ten play is always anybody could win, and that's pretty much college hockey. So we got to be ready. We got to prepare the right way, and then hopefully we can come out on top.
That's Wisconsin sophomore forward Jack Horbach. Badgers and Buckeyes this weekend at the Kohl Center. Meanwhile, next door, the Wisconsin women's hockey team at LeBron Arena to play Minnesota Duluth, a top 10 matchup Saturday and Sunday afternoons. We'll hear from head coach Mark Johnson next. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a Clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases. Optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin women's hockey team, after its second bye week in 3 weeks, is back in action this weekend at home against Minnesota Duluth. They'll play Saturday at 4 o'clock and Sunday at 3 o'clock at LeBron Arena. And joining us now is head coach Mark Johnson here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. And it's odd when you're in the middle of the hockey season. You know, you get a bye week around Christmas time, but 2 and 3 weeks, what do you do with yourself, Mark?
Well, you get to enjoy a couple days off, which the team did over Thanksgiving. So we had practice Wednesday and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday we took off, so I know a bunch of kids went home, and it's more of a mental break than I think a physical break, where they can get away from their routine and what they've been doing now for 2.5 months. And we had practice on Sunday, and you know, the energy level was good and kids were ready to go, so it was like a breath of fresh air. And now we, you know, we go up against Duluth, who's got a very good team, and then we wrap up the first half at Minnesota. So as we have talked about in the past, you know, the last six games of our schedule in the first half are ones that are going to give us a lot of, you know, maybe answers or more questions, try to create an identity. And, you know, that started down at Ohio State before our break, but that'll continue as we get ready for Duluth and then up in Minnesota.
Sure. Well, let's talk about Ohio State. A couple of weeks ago, you go down to Columbus and you lose 3-0 and then 2-1 in overtime. So what did you learn, or did you leave with some questions that needed to be answered?
No, you know, obviously, you know, Sims didn't play really both games. She tried to play the Friday night's game, you know, lasted a little bit, but, you know, we shut her down pretty quick. And obviously, we're not KK, isn't still available. So, you know, you got nine forwards and you have six defensemen, and, you know, playing, you know, in a hostile environment. And my message to the team the Friday night was, we need to get to the media timeout, the 10-minute mark, you know, either 0-0 up 1-0. And we did that. They ended up scoring a goal late in the period. And then what, you know, what hurt us, and we stubbed our toe. We took a 5-minute major there, which, you know, if you're looking at it, you might not think it was. If I was looking at it, I might not think it was. But the two guys that were looking at it, that make the decision, thought it was. So anyways, you know, we gave up a couple power play goals to start the second period. Fifty-five shots on you. And then I thought Saturday's game, you know, Ava gave us, again, an opportunity to win. You know, it looked like it was going to go to overtime. Well, I shouldn't say that, but we had a power play with 30 seconds to go in the game. And then, again, a call that can change the game quickly was called on us for center interference, which, you know, you look at it and you go, really? That's crazy. And so we do get to overtime, and then we made a mistake in overtime. And so similar to what we did last year, we lost one of the games in overtime. So, you know, hopefully we'll get healthier as we go through the next chunk of the season. And, you know, the big question that will get answered is in February when they come back here. Right. Because obviously they're a veteran team. They've got, a bunch of COVID kids. They've got a bunch of seniors. They've won. They've had success. So they present a challenge to everybody that's going to play against them, whether it's in Columbus or on the road.
Sure. Ohio State is now number one in the U.S. College Hockey Online poll. Wisconsin second this week. Minnesota's third. Minnesota Duluth is sixth. We'll talk a bit about the Bulldogs here in just a bit. You mentioned Kirsten Sims, your leading scorer. She's out, unfortunately, in the Ohio State series with an upper body injury. And then K.K. Harvey, the outstanding defenseman who's been out for a few weeks with a lower body injury. But it sounds like K.K.'s ready to go, chomping at the bit?
Well, knock on wood, we hope so. She was involved in practice yesterday, still wearing a yellow jersey, but you know, hopefully, you know, the next couple of days and practice as she continues to progress. And then, you know, then you just wait for the trainer and the doctors to give her the green light. So when they do that, then she'll be able to play. But she's missed seven straight games and obviously impacts you. But I thought, you know, some of the other kids have stepped up. And then when you lose Sims, you know, somebody that offensively creates so much and is having great success up to this point. Again, she's practicing, and all indications are that hopefully she'll be able to play this weekend, but we'll know that probably the latter part of the week.
Yeah, and I'm sorry about this because coaches don't usually like talking about injuries, but Anna Wilgren was injured a couple of weeks ago against St. Cloud. How's she doing?
She's doing okay. I mean, she's a tough cookie. She played both games down in Ohio State, which I say is a smaller rink, and when you're on the ice, you better be ready to go because things are happening very, very quickly out there. But, she was able to get to those two games again the weekend off. Good. The rest that some of those players that needed at this point is helpful. So some weekends you don't want off because you're playing well and you want to keep rolling. Other weekends you're a little banged up and you say, hey, this might not be too bad. But I think from a mental standpoint, it was good that the girls, were just able to get away, spend time with their families. Now they come back a little fresher, mentally than they may have been prior to leaving.
Mm-hmm. Mark Johnson's with us here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. You brought up the 3-on-3 overtime against Ohio State. Back in your playing days, it was not 3-on-3. It was 5-on-5. But when you play 3-on-3, everybody does it in college hockey now and in the National Hockey League. So how do you go about managing 3-on-3 as a head coach with your three skaters out there?
Well, it's just, it's about puck possession. You watch an NHL game, and they'll send their best face-off player out to start overtime. And if they win the face-off, that player might come off the ice to get the player that they want on the ice once they get puck possession. So it's an interesting concept, and you're waiting for somebody to make a mistake or somebody to make a play. And if I can beat somebody one-on-one, all of a sudden you create an outnumbered situation. And maybe you can capitalize. If you don't capitalize, guess what's going to happen? It's going to come the other way. So all of a sudden, you might go a minute and a half with, looks like boring, backing up, passing the puck, maybe giving up puck possession. And then all of a sudden, the other team's trying to do the same thing. And then all of a sudden, in a split of a second, you might see two or three golden opportunities at both ends of the ice. So your goalies get challenges. But it's one of those things like any other power play, penalty kill, you practice it. Sure. And you get a feel of who's comfortable in that setting because, can I beat somebody one-on-one? Do I understand when I take an opportunity or maybe have a risk involved in a play? So it's a fun little part of the game. I'm not sure I'm a big believer in it. I'd prefer the 5-on-5 and not change the game. But from a fan perspective, and again, when you're in overtime or 3-on-3 and you score, it's awesome. It's the best thing ever. If you don't, it stinks.
So when in your playing days, you probably would have relished playing 3-on-3 with the skills you had, Mark.
It would have been a lot of fun. But, I remember some of the overtime games we were involved in, one being up in Minnesota my freshman year, and I ended up getting the overtime winner, and no better place to score an overtime goal than up in Minnesota beating the Gophers. Another one in Grand Forks, against the Fighting Sioux in that hostile environment. But, you're looking at our national championship run my freshman year, and Mike Eve scoring off a faceoff, in overtime, and then Steve Alley scoring in overtime. So, you look at those things, and again, when you score, it's a great thing. It's exciting. It's fun to go in overtime. But if you on the other end and you lose, which, if you're in the business long enough, you're on both sides of it. It's fun for the fans because somebody, walks out of the arena. If you're the home team and you want an overtime, it's the best thing ever. If you're the visiting team and your fans are leaving, it's just part of the sports, and that's a fun part about it.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask you about the shootout, though. All right, one more for Mark Johnson. His Badgers take on Minnesota Duluth again Saturday at 4 o'clock, Sunday at 3 o'clock at LeBron Arena. The Bulldogs rank 6th in the country right now. They're coming off a pretty good series against Colgate, which was ranked 2nd in the country at the time, winning and then an overtime tie as well. So the Bulldogs look like they're pretty good.
Yeah, they've got a nice team similar to some of the other groups around the country. They're looking for a little bit of their, identity, how we play and what we're about because they lost some, key personnel from last year's team. But they're an experienced group that has been to Frozen Fours, that have almost won national championships with some of the players on the team. So they've got a good young goaltender. And they're probably a little bit like us where they've been banged up. They haven't had a full roster for a couple weekends. But as you mentioned, Colgate, who's number 2 in the country, who's the only team to beat Ohio State up to this point, walked in there Friday night and lost 3-0. And they ended up, finally scoring a goal with less than a minute to go in the game. So, they played almost 6 periods and couldn't score on Duluth. So they're defending well. Their goaltending is doing well. They're getting enough goals to have success. So, again, when you play Minnesota, we play Ohio State, and, you throw Duluth in there, whether we're playing up there or here, they're pretty good games, so it's going to be an entertaining weekend.
And I'm sure your players are itching to get going again, especially after what happened 2 weeks ago in Columbus.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see, you know, if we get healthier, you know, if Sims is able to play, and obviously if KK is able to play, I think that'll create some excitement, not only with those two players being on the ice, but for the other players, you know, seeing them play and being part of the group again.
All right. That's Wisconsin women's hockey coach Mark Johnson. Again, the Badgers home to play Minnesota Duluth Saturday at 4, Sunday at 3 at Le Bon Arena. We'll be back to wrap things up in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1 minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local civic media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Once again, thanks to Mark Johnson. His Wisconsin women skate against Minnesota Duluth Saturday at 4 o'clock and Sunday at 3 o'clock at Le Bon Arena. And then the Badgers wrap up the first half at Minnesota December 8th and 9th. Badger men on home ice this weekend against Ohio State. And Saturday, it's goalie night at the Kohl Center. It's part of the year-long celebration of the 75th season of Wisconsin hockey. A lot of old goaltenders, well, some still young, but a lot of old goaltenders are going to be back in town to celebrate, including Dwayne Dirksen and Brian Elliott, Mike Dibble, who lives here. He'll be here. Wayne Thomas, Mike Richter, Terry Kleisinger, among others. And Bill Howard, the longtime volunteer goalie coach, will drop the ceremonial puck on Saturday night prior to the 8 o'clock faceoff. Please come on out and say hi. Enjoy yourself. Also, there's going to be a mask walk. All kinds of goalie masks from the old Badger days up till now will be on display in the concourse. So Badgers against the Buckeyes. Friday night, we're on the air at 6:30. Saturday night, we're on the air at 7:30. And don't forget, on Saturday, December 9th, it's the Teddy Bear Toss, so put that down on your calendar. My thanks to Mike Hastings, Mark Johnson, our producer-engineer, Dave McCann. I'm Brian Posick. We'll talk to you Friday night. Thanks for listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
17 tonight under overcast skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 37, lows around 23 tomorrow night.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 19.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the